The immense amount of damage that quagga mussels can produce is profound. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. In 2023, an infestation of quagga mussels was found in the Snake River near Twin Falls. We've reported on it. The Idaho Department of Agriculture treated the invasive species in the fall of 2023 and 2024. Now, they're back once again. Lloyd Knight, Deputy Director of the Idaho State Department of Agriculture.
This is, as you know, the third treatment we've done here in the Snake River for an infestation of quagga mussels. The impacts of quagga mussels obviously can be very severe. It could cost the everyday consumer and taxpayer quite a bit of money to deal with that. And so the short-term pain of a treatment, we hope, bears out in a long-term gain.
Jeremy Varley is the Chief Treatment Engineer for the ISDA.
Quagga mussel is one of the most ecosystem damaging organisms that's out there for aquatic environments, in that it's a non-native species to the U.S. It is a rapidly reproducing organism. A single breeding pair can produce over 1 million larval offspring in a single year. They change the dynamic of the water itself. It can crash fisheries just by that food chain upsetting aspect of quagga. It also is a biofouler. So it has abyssal threads or tiny hairs that it uses to attach to substrates and surfaces. So whether that's, you know, naturally occurring rocks or like the hydro dam facility downstream, can affect all of that, as well as irrigation or drinking water infrastructure, things of that nature.
We'll talk about expense to the state of Idaho in another episode. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.